sur location.
Location. Location.
Welcome to Echolocation, the show that explores environmental sound art, natural soundscapes, and acoustic ecology. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lojudis, and today is a special show for me because it's the very last day of the WGXC Lucky 13 Pledge Drive, and I get to pitch. You see, Echolocation airs on the fifth Thursday of the month, which only happens around four times a year, so it's pretty unusual for this show to happen during a pledge drive, and a Lucky 13 Leap Day pledge drive at that. If you're a regular listener to this station, you know by now that 2024 marks the 13th year of WGXC's existence, and the Lucky 13 fund drive has been on for over a week. It's celebrating the station and raising funds to keep it on the air. I'm proud to say that I've been a supporter of the station since its inception, as well as a programmer off and on over the years. And for the past several years, I've been a sustaining member of the station, which is a really great way to support creative community radio, whether you're a programmer or a listener. Sustaining members contribute a set amount each month, and you choose the amount that you can afford, and it's really easy to set up automatic payments by just clicking the donate button at wavefarm.org. So on today's show, I'm going to share 13 cool things about WGXC that make me proud to be a sustaining member, and I'm hoping to convince you to contribute to the station as well. So why do I support WGXC? Why should you support WGXC? Well, let's just take a second to think about it.
He is our hero.
Spider. Get rid of
Spider.
Step on Spider.
Spider.
We love you, Spider.
I promise not to kill you.
Spider. Spider.
We love you, Spider.
Spider.
Get rid of
Spider.
Must stop
Spider.
He is our hero.
We just heard the song Spider by They Might Be Giants, and I just love that song. And I guess that's related to my number one reason why we should all be supporting WGXC. And that's because the station gives a voice on the airwaves to people in Greene and Columbia counties. I lived in Greene County before WGXC came along, and there were zero opportunities for neighbors to hear directly from each other on the radio. In mostly rural counties like Greene and Columbia, there aren't many or maybe any sources of media that provide a central place for information to be shared. And when WGXC started, it was with the intention to provide creative community radio. And over the past 13 years, the station has really delivered on that promise. So my second reason to support the station is the community part of Creative Community Radio. Every day we hear news from our local and global community on the station. We get local and regional news on All Together Now and the morning and afternoon shows, and we get national and world news from Democracy Now! And reason number three is the diversity of the programming. I love hearing from programmers from all over the listening area, from Hudson to Catskill to Acre and beyond. And it's great to learn about a wide variety of topics and issues and to have people broadcast their interests, the music they love, and the things that are important to them. And the station gives me access to a wealth of information that I wouldn't otherwise get. From really hyper-local news to regional news to live music and sound art. And I never know exactly what I'm going to encounter when I tune into WGXC. And that always provides me with intriguing alternatives to commercial or even public radio stations. And reason number four is related to that. And it's actually getting to be part of the WGXC community as a programmer. Over the years, I've produced two shows. My first show on WGXC was called Living Lightly on the Land, which featured interviews with people pursuing sustainable agriculture and forestry. And that show aired right at the beginning of the station. And then I took some time off, and then since 2016, I've been hosting Echolocation. And this show has given me the chance to pursue my interest in acoustic ecology and music and soundscapes, and then share what I find with listeners to the show. And by producing this show, I've met musicians and sound artists from the Hudson Valley and across the world who have inspired my own creative growth. So we're going to celebrate that a little bit by taking a quick listen to a band that I think I first heard on WGXC, and they've become one of my favorites. This is Buke and Gase, and the song is Page Break. You're listening to the Lucky 13 edition of the Echolocation broadcast on WGXC and wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lojudis, and I'm sharing the top 13 reasons why I'm a sustaining supporter and you should be too. Reason 5 is that the station is not just about community, but it celebrates the creativity of our community and gives us a platform to share our creativity and our creative interests with neighbors and with people from across the world via the live stream at wavefarm.org. Because of WGXC, you have the chance to share your creative interests with the world. That's pretty cool. And that brings us to reason number 6, which is the chance to discover new creative ideas and art forms that you may not have otherwise come across without the station. And one huge benefit of listening to the station is to hear new music. And when you tune in, you hear all kinds of music. And there's such a huge diversity of musical styles, genres, and performers, both live and recorded, that are shared on the station, that you can take a trip around the world and around the Hudson Valley and around the two counties just by tuning in to the music shows on the station. They're awesome. And so we're going to listen now to someone who is both an artist and a person who brings all sorts of music to our area. And that's Liam Singer from Avalon Lounge. And not only can you go to Avalon and hear amazing music live, but through cooperation with WGXC, you can also stay home and hear live music on the live stream. And Liam's a really gifted and inventive musician in his own right. So we're going to hear a cut off of his album, The Ocean. We just heard the song Head of Meadow off of Liam Singer's album The Ocean. And if you've enjoyed hearing music on these airwaves, or maybe you've discovered new music or even shared your own music on the station, you can show your appreciation by making a one-time donation to WGXC at wavefarm.org. And please consider becoming a sustaining member like me to help ensure the long-term stability of community radio in Columbia and Greene counties. The goal for the Winter 2024 Lucky 13 Pledge Drive is to add a minimum of $500 in monthly gifts towards our goal of sustaining $5,000 each month in listener support. And the current monthly total is just over $3,900, so we're pretty close. And if we could reach the goal of $5,000 in monthly support, everyone involved with the station could spend more time being creative and spend less time fundraising. And that brings me to reason number 7 that I support the station. And it's another creative part of creative community radio, which is getting exposed to sound art, and especially in my case, environmental sound artists. And I especially love sound artists that bridge the gap between sound art and music. So I'm going to play a song from a Poughkeepsie-based composer who I learned about through producing echolocation. And his name is Joseph Bertolozzi, and he created an entire album of music made by playing parts of the Mid-Hudson Bridge. And we're going to hear the song Meltdown. Thank you. We just heard the song Meltdown, composed using sounds recorded by playing the Mid-Hudson Bridge by composer Joseph Bertolozzi. You're listening to the Leap Day Lucky 13 broadcast of Echolocation, and I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lowe-Judas, and I'm sharing 13 cool things about WGXC that make me a proud, sustaining member of the station. And sticking with my reason number 7 for a minute, which is getting exposed to sound art, it's not only the exposure through the station, but also having the opportunity to meet sound artists through events and workshops at Wave Farm. And I've been lucky to meet a number of sound artists and to learn about their work through my involvement with the station. And one of the most memorable people who I've met is an artist by the name of Kate Donovan. She's a radio artist, practitioner, facilitator, and researcher based in Berlin, Germany. And her artistic practice deals with radio in an elemental sense in terms of frequency, transmission, and interconnectedness. Her editorial and organizational work in free and community radio fosters inclusion, diversity, and experimentation. With questions of science fact, the imagined, physical immersion, and the environment in mind, her research, and in turn her practice, is an exploration of radio as a natural phenomenon, as an artistic medium, and as a site for resistance. And we're going to listen now to a piece that she produced at a residency at Wave Farm in 2018 called The Bespoke Headpiece.
There's a legend about the aurora. It has traveled orally through generations and across continents for millennia. The legend speaks of women who found themselves to be particularly attuned to the polar lights. And just as the geomagnetic poles drift across the Earth, so did these women follow their feet in tune with the light. Taking time and paying careful, respectful attention. Naturally, their perception of the aurora deepened. They began to notice how their senses opened. And they began to notice sound. They soon came to realize that flowing hair intensified their listening experience. And soon the most established listeners came to fashion special headpieces made out of antlers, tree branches, vines, pine cones, or anything that might act as an antenna. It is said that these headpieces intensified listening even further and helped them to receive the voices of the unborn and the deceased. As a way to share the profundity of this experience with future generations, special rites of passage were developed for girls to guide them on their journey into adulthood. Bespoke headpieces were constructed out of natural materials to be adorned by a girl as she ventured out alone into the wilderness. She would wear the headpiece in search of wisdom and advice, and to help receive the sounds of the aurora. Over the course of 3 days and three nights, a girl might experience an intense connection to the natural elements, to water, to earth, to air. But through the bespoke headpiece, It was the voices of the Aurora that would speak to her. Voices of the long distant past. And voices of the future. They would speak about the cycle of life, about transition. They would remind the girl about her changing role, that she was leaving a position of dependence, of receiving, and moving towards a position of giving, of transmitting. And now she was gaining the strength to choose what and how to transmit. On her return, the girl woman would be greeted and received by her elders and a celebratory fire and feast. This fire, this minuscule version of a solar flare, was a tiny reminder of the energy of the sun. And its crackle, a reminder of the message of the Aurora.
Okay, so on to number 8 of the 13 reasons why I support WGXC as a sustaining supporter, and I think you should too. And that is that not only does WGXC give people an opportunity to explore and meet sound artists, but through workshops and educational programming, the station gives people a chance to explore and enhance their own creativity and even maybe try their own hand at making sound art. And this is something that really was never available in our part of the world before WGXC. And it's a really exciting thing to explore for anyone, but especially for station supporters. And so I've taken different workshops over the years, and one of the most exciting ones for me was offered by Karen Werner, who was the 2019-2020 Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellow. And she brought a bunch of people together to make their own sound art pieces that she then stitched together in what she called a radiophonic quilt that was shared on the Radia network. And it was great to be in community with other people and to work on my own piece and then to hear that piece on the radio. And you can check out the entire piece on the in the archives at WGXC. But I'm just going to play the piece that I produced because it's really short. And the whole quilt itself is like 30 minutes long. So this is the piece that I produced through my workshop with WGXC, and it's called An SOS for Planet Earth. So that brings me to reason number 9, that I'm a sustaining member of WGXC, which is its affiliation with Wave Farm, a truly unique transmission arts organization. And the art park on Waves Farm campus is full of sound sculpture installations for visitors to explore, including an indigenous sound walk created by Wild Hudson Valley, architectural sculptures that are also listening stations, and bunch of handmade radios. And I really love listening to the live streams of sculptures from the art park that are available online. And as an eco sound art aficionado, I'm particularly enamored with Zach Poff's Pond Station, which has installed a solar-powered array of hydrophones in the pond at the Wave Farm Study Center, and Quintron's Weather Warlock, which makes music using the weather. And there are a bunch of other super cool live streams from the Wave Farm Art Park, including Solar Radio by Absolute Value of Noise and Anna Freeze, which is a small AI sings generative composition when the sun is shining at Wave Farm. Then there's Test Site of Acoustic Commons by Soundcamp, which is a listening point on the edge of the woodland at Wave Farm that's linked to an online network of open microphones. There's Here Go Radio Telescope by Heidi Nielsen and Harry Dove Robinson, which is an audio imagining of space weather data in real time from the NOAA satellite GOES-16. And then there's another Quintron installation that listens to and transforms the white noise of passing tire traffic on Route 23 into a signal that can be mutated, manipulated, and musically transformed by WGXC. And so not only can you listen to these live streams, but if you're kind of a geek like me and you've got some long nights at the end of winter that you're passing, you can actually mix them together while you listen at wavefarm.org, which is what we're listening to right now, as a matter of fact. And it seems like Wave Farm is always adding new installations to the art park that can benefit WGXC listeners. And one of the ones that I'm particularly excited about is a new installation that's being conceived of by jazz percussionist Susie Ibarra, who is also a sound artist in her own right. And she's developing a work called Floating Gardens and Sonic Habitats, for which resonant conch shells sculpted from gong materials will float on a pond. And we're going to listen to a piece from Susie Ibarra right now.
Thank you.
We just heard the piece High Wave by Susie Ibarra, and I'm just going to play one more piece by a sound artist who I discovered through WGXC, and this is a piece by Lisa Schoenberg, who is a composer and percussionist creating sound works based on ecological research. And informed by her background in entomology, Schoenberg is interested how listening to cryptic sound can reveal and challenge assumptions about insects and other overlooked sound makers. And she was a resident artist at Wave Farm last year in 2023. And we are just going to listen to a piece from her ensemble, Secret Drum Band. And this piece is an excerpt from a longer piece called Noah Purifoy. You're listening to Echolocation on WGXC and wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lo Judas, and I am counting 13 reasons why I'm a sustaining member of the station and why you should consider becoming one too. And if you've been listening to this whole hour, you may have noticed my number 10 reason that I am a supporter of the station, and that is no commercials. We have gone through this entire, almost an hour, without a single commercial disrupting the show. And I just think that's awesome. And when I think about how the station has been able to survive for 13 years without commercials, I would say part of it is just pure grit and persistence. The station is small and scrappy, and there are a bunch of really dedicated people who have really worked to do something that many people thought would not be possible, which was to keep the station afloat in this rural area. And that is really just due to absolute hard work, creativity, and grit, like I said, and persistence. And those qualities are qualities that we can all really admire, no matter what your perspective is in life. And it really just is an incredible sense of dedication that many people have to the station, and that you could as well if you decide to join and become a member. And if you do decide to become a member, we're offering some merch as thank you gifts. And they're available for pickup or local delivery only as a thank you for new monthly supporters who contribute. And if you start to become a sustaining supporter at $20 a month, you will get a WGXC tote. At $30 a month, you would get a WGXC t-shirt. And if you were going to become a sustaining supporter at $50 per month, you would be able to have your very own WGXC sweatshirt. So please take a moment and take action. And if your finances are tight, know that donation as small as $5 a month tells us that you care and that you support this effort. And it's cumulatively very meaningful if many people are able to give even a small amount. And if you're comfortable donating more, please do. A donation of $25, $50, or even $100 a month makes an immediate and considerable impact on the stability of the station. And if you want to talk about anything about the station, you can give us a call at the listener feedback line at 518-212-7509. Or post a video to social media and tag the station at WGXC 90.7 FM. And that brings me to the 13th reason why I think that it's great to support the station. And that is like the fund drives themselves, because they haven't just been boring old people talking on the radio nonstop kind of pledge drives. They've been creative community radio pledge drives all in themselves over the years. There's always a different theme of the pledge drive, and there's been a lot of creativity encouraged around getting our friends and neighbors to support the station. And one thing that I've really enjoyed has been in the past, there's been the potential to contribute through writing songs or doing covers of other songs to encourage people to give to the station. And that's something that I've participated in the past. And so I'm going to leave you today with a song that I did for a past fund drive. And this is a cover of the Modern Lovers 1972 release Roadrunner. And it's all about keeping your radio on. And so I hope that you keep your radio on, tuned to WGXC, and that you contribute as a one-time or a sustaining member to keep the radio on in Columbia and Greene counties. Thanks for listening to Echolocation. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lo Judas, reminding you to stop by the Wave Farm website and click that donate button to keep WGXC on the air and keep the radio on.
Let's get right way around town with the radio on. Roadrunner, drive past the transmission tower. The 300 watts of power. WGXC should have the radio on. That's an eight for a baby. I'm in love with modern moonlight. When it's late at night, I'm in love with things I'm doing. And I think when it's got its radio on, and Jose when it's got its radio on, Sturm when it's got its radio on, Callister when it's got its radio on. And Route 23 A, B, and C.